waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, May 31st, 2018. We're going to have Darren McBreen join us today. We're going to be talking about the passing at, I think it's something like 90 years old, Luis Posada, a CIA terrorist, an assassin, just passed away peacefully. And Darren McBreen has been on his trail for quite some time. So I thought I'd give Darren a chance to come in and talk to us all about this CIA operative under George H.W. Bush. Yeah, the CIA doesn't change, folks. You know, one of the stories that we have today in the news. So we got several things about the news that are CIA related. We've got a trial beginning for an ex-CIA man accused of spying for China. We have the CIA undermining the North Korean summit by leaking a report to a Mockingbird media reporter that has been outed by multiple sources as just being their mouthpiece and trying to undermine any kind of talks ahead of time between Trump and the North Koreans to try to make sure that that doesn't go away. They want to keep these wars, these threats going on. The thing that kind of hit me today that I thought was kind of funny was, you know, when you talk in journalism, there's always the axiom, it's not a story if a dog bites a man. But if a man bites a dog, that's a story. And so I saw this thing and I thought, this is actually a man bites dog type of story. They have a new brain controlled film. Yes, that's right. You can hook your head up to this, to these wires. It will read your brain waves. And if it thinks that you're not really interested in it, it'll switch up the storyline or something, right? Kind of try to read your thoughts. That's a new way that DARPA can sell its mind control stuff. Oh, it's for your entertainment. It's not just for those PTSD troops that we need to implant memories, remove memories, alter your mind, control your mind. No, it's all, you know, for the veterans that we're doing this. That's what DARPA is really about, right? They're actually just a subsidiary of the VA. No, actually, they're not. But, you know, you look at this and this is a chance where you get to control the movie instead of the movie controlling you. How about that? It's really pretty crazy. But we're going to talk about the legislation that President Trump signed yesterday. There's been quite a bit of legislation that has gone through in spite of what the Democrats and the mainstream press are saying. Actually, quite a bit has been accomplished in a short period of time. I think it's about double what Obama got through. And the good news is that it's not the kind of laws that Obama was putting through. It's just the opposite stuff. We're going to take a look at the virtue signaling of the mainstream press. We've got Jim Acosta accosting Kim Kardashian going to the White House. I thought it was really funny. The New York Post headline for Kim Kardashian going to the White House, it says, Rump meets Trump. But he's upset because she's going there talking about prison reform. Really? Seriously, Jim? You're going to complain about that? When did you ever question mandatory minimums, Jim Acosta? When did you ever do that? You're there questioning the president all the time. All you do is use your access to attack him personally. You never do anything to accomplish anything that really needs to be overthrown in terms of mandatory minimums, the drug war, the unconstitutional drug war. You had President Trump come out and retweet what DeGeneva said about Sessions, how it was an unforced betrayal of President Trump to recuse himself from this investigation. Yeah, you know, we've had an unforced betrayal of the Constitution by Jeff Sessions as well in his zeal to continue this war on drugs. So it's about time somebody goes and talks to President Trump. And if it's a celebrity that can get him to see the light on a particular case, where I think it was an abuse of the mandatory minimum, an abuse of the Constitution and its excessive punishments clause. I mean, there's not any constitutional authorization even for the war on drugs, as I've pointed out many times. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about another Tesla crash that happened this last week. A lot of news there. And David Hogg and his unintended consequences. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, May 31st, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. As I said at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined in the third hour. Darren McBreen is going to be here. We're going to talk about Luis Posada, the longtime terrorist for the CIA, assassin for the CIA. He died a peaceful death at the age of 90-something. And we're going to talk about his history. And I think it's a good example of how nothing ever changes with the CIA because their nature doesn't change. Spent a lot of time yesterday talking about MKUltra, mind control. The purpose of it was to set up enhanced interrogation. But we all know that it was immoral, illegal, just like the enhanced interrogation that they do now. And we have more news breaking about that. We just had a trial conclude in European court where Lithuania and Romania were found to be complicit in CIA torture. That's right. They didn't call it enhanced interrogation. They didn't say it was legal. They didn't say it was moral. They didn't feel any compulsion to cover up for the crimes of these criminals in our government. As I also said at the top of the hour, the kind of a man bites dog story, an opportunity for you, they say, to control the movies. I find this to be very interesting. This is coming out of the UK. This is something somebody launched at a film festival in Sheffield, England. And it's kind of a little gimmicky thing. They hook you up to an electroencephalogram. They record your brain activity. And then that's going to basically change the way the movie rolls out. Well, you know, this is going to be a very crude thing. But this is just a little showpiece to try to get you to accept the fact that it's really pretty cool, you know, for playing games and watching movies to let somebody hack into your brain. And just like when you find out that Alexa is recording your conversations and sending it to other people, you know, they're spending $300 million minimum a year. That's part of the budget that's not black budget that DARPA and others and the Pentagon are doing under Obama's brain initiative. They're spending over $300 million a year. That's about 10 times each year what they spent on the entire MKUltra program. So that they can read your mind, so they can alter your memory, so that they can give you false memories or delete memories and so forth. And so, you know, why would you be concerned about all this? It's all just all fun and games, isn't it? Just hook up and watch the movie. Let me tell you, this is really, in my opinion, this is more like, and you should think about this, we should all think when we watch film and when we watch the news, and we're going to get into that in just a moment, when we look at the Mockingbird news, the Mockingbird media, Operation Mockingbird, and we look at the movies that are being pushed by the establishment media, we should think about Clockwork Orange. Again, Stanley Kubrick dropping us a hint there as he did that. It's actually a book by, I think the guy's name was Burgess. Anyway, when they got the guy hooked up with all the wires around his head monitoring everything, he's got his eyes pried open and he's lashed down there in the seat. Well, they don't have to do that to us. They don't have to pry our eyes open. They don't have to force us to sit in the seat. They know how to. There it is right there. That picture there. We do that to ourselves voluntarily. There's nobody restraining us, forcing us to watch these films. They entice us to watch these films. They throw up all the sex and the violence and so forth, and we willingly put ourselves there and let them alter our mind. So yeah, it's kind of interesting that they're doing this. But let's take a look at some other CIA news that's here today. We have a trial beginning for an ex-CIA man accused of spying for China. This guy sold out cheap, folks. He didn't hold out for the big bucks like the Clintons did. Remember back in 1996? We had the Clintons and the DNC Foundation. All those people, Charlie Tree, does that ring a bell to any of you that are older than millennials? Charlie Tree, Johnny Chung, $366,000 just with Johnny Chung going to the DNC. You had people, and of course, he was reporting directly to a Chinese general, Sheng Dai. You had John Wong. He was the Wong man, right? No, he was the right man. They had the right man. They just handled it, Wong. Janet Reno investigated all this, and she didn't indict anybody. Can you imagine that? Bill Clinton's attorney general, Janet Reno, didn't indict anybody for all that Chinese scandal. You had James Riotti with the Lipo Group and so forth. They got away with it. They got a lot more money, the DNC and Hillary Clinton did, than this CIA guy who was spying for China. A former CIA officer betrayed the U.S. by giving Chinese spy information about human assets and other top secret information in exchange for only $25,000. What a deal. Price of selling out is a lot less. If you're not a Clinton, if you're not the Democrats, you know, because they can do a lot more for you than just hand you information about human assets and other top secret information. You can get above top secret information from Hillary Clinton. No problem. ClintonEmails.com. Come and get it right here. Come and get it. You know, she can put it up there and you guys can get it. And she can, you know, you can pass her the money later on in speaking fees or something. His plan collapsed on him in April last year at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. He was flying back from Shanghai and customs agents found $16,500 in cash that was unreported. This guy has great spycraft, doesn't he? You know, the CIA, if they were competent, they would be so much more dangerous. Let's just hope that they stay incompetent. But then you got Elizabeth Warren coming out and praising communist China because they have a, quote, long-term whole-of-government strategy. Yeah, Elizabeth Warren, it's called a dictatorship. It's called a cult. It's called a communist cult that you would like to put here in America. It's funny when we see people like Elizabeth Warren. Remember George W. Bush said that, gee, I wish I was like a Chinese dictator. I could just tell everybody what to do. It becomes real easy to have long-term strategy when you control the whole of government. But that's what she likes. And I find it interesting, as she was being interviewed on CBS, we had a guy, Dickerson was interviewing her, and he's saying, well, you know, we got this North Korean official apparently coming to America. You said the president doesn't look like he's got a strategy, but it looks like maybe him calling off the summit last week seems to have lit a fire under the North Koreans. He said three hostages have been released, so maybe there is a strategy, said Dickerson. And then Elizabeth Warren comes back and says, well, you know, look, North Korea is a bad actor. We understand that. And the president has already promised that they could have a meeting with the president of the United States, something that both Kim Jong-un's father and grandfather had long sought. So it's not Trump. It's Kim Jong-un and his father and his grandfather. They've all just wanted peace, according to Elizabeth Warren. And, you know, they had agreements with Bill Clinton and all these other people, Bush. And then they used it to continue their program, didn't they? Yeah, they didn't honor those agreements, Elizabeth. You might have thought about that. And then she goes on from that, after praising Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-un's father and grandfather, those great peace-loving dictators of North Korea, according to Elizabeth Warren. She comes back and says, look at what China's doing. They're playing everybody because it has a long-term whole-of-government strategy. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It helps if you're a dictator. It helps if nobody has any say-so about what you're going to do, and you can jail, torture, or kill anybody that disagrees with you. Now, that makes it a little bit more convenient to rule. I'm sure Elizabeth Warren would love to have those kind of powers. She is the ultimate schoolmarm and socialist. Let's hope that she does run against President Trump. It would be a massive rout of Pocahontas. And then, as we're talking about the CIA and North Korea, we have the CIA undermining the North Korean summit themselves. They can do a better job than Elizabeth Warren can do. They leaked reports using their media asset. And this is Ken Delanian. He's known as, quote, the CIA's mop-up man. He was exposed as that by The Intercept back in 2014. They talked about his correspondence, his relationship with the CIA, while he was still a reporter at the LA Times. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you and show you how Operation Mockingbird works. It's still going on today. Just like I said, they said, oh, we shut down MKUltra. Oh, we shut down Operation Mockingbird. No, they're still operating. They don't call them that necessarily. They changed the name. But the thing that we really have to be concerned about is their abilities and their technology continue to improve, but not their morality, not the legality. No, that still stays the same. They're still sinister. They're still pure evil. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, I begin at the top of the hour by talking about the film festival in Sheffield, England, where they're going to supposedly allow you to alter the film by monitoring your brain waves. And we all need to be aware of the fact that the Pentagon, but especially the CIA, is very active in terms of feeding scripts to Hollywood. CIA even has offers to give you ideas and to help you. Assist you to write the scripts, because they're writing scripts all the time. And here's a good example of how they write the scripts and how Operation Mockingbird, where they control the press and they get the press to forward their narrative, not just the Hollywood studios, but also getting the news media to forward their narrative works. This is from Disobedient Media. It said, just as it was reported that the summit between the U.S. and North Korea was back on, and that the vice chairman of North Korea was on his way to New York to meet with officials in preparation for a June 12th summit, the CIA leaked an intelligence assessment concluding that, quote, North Korea does not intend to give up its nuclear weapons anytime soon, unquote. The timing of the leak is striking, as it seems to be an effort to undermine negotiations between the two nations, and it comes just days after ranking members of the Democrat Party and the Republican hardliners attacked Trump over his efforts to meet with the North Korean leader. The identity of the reporter who helped to break the story also raises serious questions about whether or not a faction within the CIA deliberately attempted to undermine diplomatic efforts to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. I mean, who would think that the CIA would try to control the government? Right? They are the government. They are the deep state. They are the state. You just don't understand. They're the ones that are behind the curtain pulling the levers. According to the NBC News, the report was leaked to none other than NBC national security reporter Ken Delanian, who's been called by many people the CIA's mop-up man. Why do they call him that? Well, back in 2014, The Intercept reported on his correspondence and his relationship with the CIA while at the LA Times. According to The Intercept, and here's how Operation Mockingbird works, folks. I just gave you the reason why they will inject that. They want to control the public narrative. They want to control the government. But here's how it works. The Intercept says, email exchanges between CIA public affairs officers and Ken Delanian, now an Associated Press intelligence reporter, who previously covered the CIA for The Times, show that Delanian enjoyed a close collaborative relationship with the CIA, explicitly promising positive news coverage, and sometimes sending the press office entire story drafts for review prior to publication, just like they do with the movies. Hey, we've got an entire story we've already written out for you. Here's a script. We'll give it to you for free. You can make a movie out of it. Or here's the entire story. We've written it for you. Just put your name on it. Turn it in. That's how they do. Operation Mockingbird. Continuing back with The Intercept, they say, in at least one instance, the CIA's reaction appears to have led to significant changes in the story that was eventually published in the LA Times. If you remember back with, Gary, help me guys, the guy that did, expose the Iran-Contra stuff, the crack of Gary Webb. Thank you. Gary Webb, he wrote that excellent expose showing the crack cocaine epidemic that was being done by run by the CIA so they could fund their secret wars and so forth. The LA Times called their reporters together and said, get this guy. Why would they do that? Why would the LA Times have somebody like Ken Delanian working hand in glove with the CIA? Why would they come after Gary Webb when he exposes the CIA running and creating the crack cocaine epidemic? Why would the LA Times do that? Why would the big press agents the establishment media, the respectable establishment media, why would they do that? You know, they just call us conspiracy theorists because we expose their conspiracy realities. The way the LA Times conspires with the CIA. The way the Associated Press conspires with the CIA. According to the Huffington Post, while writing for the LA Times, Ken Delanian also reported a CIA claim as fact by saying, quote, there was no collateral murder in a 2012 drone strike on al-Qaeda leader Abu Yahya al-Libi, whatever. I don't know who this guy is. But his article was directly disputed by Amnesty International, of course. But he's going to put that out there. You know, we had John Brennan got his CIA appointment after he had been an apologist for Obama's drone assassination kill list. It was Brennan who had the brilliant idea to call it not drone assassinations, but a disposition matrix. It's not torture. It's enhanced interrogation, or EIT. That's even better. Let's not even talk about what that is. Well, yeah, it was the EIT program. You got that? Okay, I got that. These people are amazing. All right, torture, back in the news. Now, we may have given a pass to Gina Haspel and our government here. We may have honored her for her past contributions in torturing people. Because, you know, we just can't do that enough. We may have enshrined her as the first female executive of the CIA. But this is not happening in Europe. European judges have ruled the Lithuanian and Romania violated the rights of two al-Qaeda terror suspects by allowing the CIA to torture them. One of them was Abu Zubaydah, the guy that we've talked about quite a bit. The guy that was captured by John Kiriakou. John Kiriakou, who went to jail to expose the crimes that Gina Haspel destroyed the evidence for after everybody determined that they were not effective, they were not moral, they were not legal. A violation not only of our law, but of the Nuremberg Code that we signed up to, the Nuremberg Code that allowed us to execute some Nazi war criminals while the CIA was bringing in others to begin our programs that they had in mind for. It's absolutely amazing. The European Court of Human Rights said that both Lithuania and Romania had violated the UN prohibition of torture, not of enhanced interrogation. And oh, by the way, they said, the worst stuff that the CIA did wasn't in Lithuania and Romania. They still called it torture. They said the existence of the so-called CIA black sites for interrogation under the so-called secret rendition policy was kept secret for many years after 9/11 until you had people like John Kiriakou, singular. The guy who went to jail, who exposed their crimes, he goes to jail and said he would do it again. The ruling said that these individuals suffered inhumane treatment, which Romania had enabled by cooperating with the CIA. Yeah, of course. And now we cooperate with the CIA. Going with President Trump, who unfortunately put Gina Haspel in that position, and I'll always disagree with him for that. I mean, I agree with a lot of stuff that President Trump has done, but I'm not going to rubber stamp that kind of immoral action. Ineffective action, too. By the way, if what she did was effective, shame on her for not continuing it. Shame on her if it was legal for not continuing to do it. She knows very well it wasn't. That's why she destroyed the evidence. Just like Richard Helms tried and nearly did destroy all the evidence of MK Ultra. You don't want to have that stuff surfacing. I mean, you just look at the still pictures that come up from MK Ultra or the few things that we found out from emails that were later surfaced about the torture program. Those are very disturbing. Can you imagine if we had the video? That's okay. Gina Haspel sanitized that. And now she has been sanctified at the top of the CIA. Stay with us when we come back. We've got news about the TSA, another agency I love. We'll be right back.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship, brainwash young people against InfoWars, psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will. President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials run throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today. Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1775 worldwide.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Let's talk about the TSA. We have a story by Jim Bovard, interestingly enough, from the LA Times. I guess the TSA hasn't infiltrated the LA Times to the same extent that the CIA has. But Jim Bovard is very honest in his assessment. And he talks about the fact that he was singled out at Reagan International Airport because he'd walked through the scanner, still had his belt on. They said, that's it. It triggered the alarms. Now we're going to have to do a pat down on you, an enhanced pat down. And he said, I told him that if he jammed his hand into my groin, I'd file a formal complaint. So he summoned his supervisor to keep an eye on the proceedings. He said, I thought about this last week when the New York Times revealed that the TSA has created a secret watch list for troublesome passengers. The TSA justified the list by saying its screeners were assaulted 34 times last year, but it didn't release any details about the alleged assaults. And so it includes things like any behavior that is offensive without legal justification can land a traveler on the list, as can any challenges to the safe and effective completion of screening, quote unquote. Anyone who has ever loitered near a checkpoint could also make the list. So could any woman who pushes a screener's hands away from her breasts. See, if you get on that list, you're not going to know, right? It's kind of like the no-fly list. And, of course, the Democrats want to extend that to the no-buy list. These are secret lists. You don't know that you're on them until you get punishment, and you can't find out why you were put on it. You can't go through a process to get off of that list. And the Democrats would like to do that with guns as well. Again, when I first started here, shortly after I started here at InfoWars, the story of the individual who was on the no-fly list, and he didn't know it. He hadn't done anything. As a matter of fact, he'd been vetted by the TSA in the work that he was doing at the highest level. He gave him a badge. He'd been vetted. He was a gun owner. He'd been vetted for some enhanced types of firearm carry that you have to get special permission from for the FBI, whatever. But for some reason, and he could never find out why, he was on the no-fly list, and he was flying to see his wife in Japan, who was in the military, stationed in the military. He was on a military plane. Everything was fine until he got to the midway point in Hawaii. And then as that plane was about to take off, after he changed planes, they came on board and he had uniformed officers pull him off and say, sorry, you're on the no-fly list. You can't go anywhere. It's like, now he's stuck in Hawaii. He can't move on to see his wife in the military in Japan. He can't fly back. It's like, well, what am I going to do? I'm going to take a freighter or something to get out of, off of this island. And so we got on the story with that. But it was absolutely amazing. And he never got any, he eventually was able to get somebody in the military to fly him back. So presumably he got off of the no-fly list, but he could never get confirmation that he was off the list or why he was ever put on there in the first place. And, you know, when I look at all this stuff, anybody who challenges the safety and effectiveness of the completion of the screening, or if you loiter around or you take pictures or you challenge them at a checkpoint, I'm sure I'm on this list. And not just because of stuff I say on air, but because of what I did when our family was flying back from Washington State. We had a situation where we're going through, and if you got, my wife was there with my daughter. And the guy said, all right, you can just go through and let all of us go through. It was a family group, but one of my sons was not there. And so they singled him out, and they made him go through the whole process. And as I tell my kids, make it as difficult as possible for these tyrants and make them do an enhanced pat-down. Because you don't know what's in this. I don't want to be subjected to some kind of a radiation thing anyway. And I just don't want to cooperate. So I got two reasons to not do it, and they do that as well. So my son goes through that. And, yeah, we talked about this because I started taking a video of my son. There it is right there. I started taking a video of my son who was being patted down. And then the TSA agent comes over and says, how dare you do this? I did you a favor by letting your family go through. I said, you didn't do me any favor. And I said, I have a right. I said, look around us. We got cameras everywhere. You're taking pictures of everything that's going on. This is my camera. This is the people's camera, and I'm going to continue to take pictures of this. And I turned the camera on him at that point instead of on my son. And so I'm sure I'm on that I'm sure I'm on that list too. Go ahead, put me on your list. I don't really care. You might have noticed by now. They said the memo would be more accurate, says Jim Bovard. Memo would be more accurate if it stated that anyone who fails to unquestionably submit to the TSA's demands would be found guilty of insubordination. And he also goes on to say the watch list would seem less perilous if the TSA were not one of the most incompetent agencies on earth. Homeland Security concluded last year that TSA officers and equipment had failed to detect mock threats roughly 80% of the time. In Minneapolis, an undercover team there succeeded in smuggling weapons and mock bombs past airport screeners 95% of the time. As a matter of fact, in another TSA report, we talked to John Corbett, who had done the same thing. He said, look, these scanners, I can put a firearm here on my side. And he talked about how to defeat the screening thing. And he sued the TSA. And as part of suing the TSA, as I've pointed out many times, and nobody ever seems to be interested in this, we covered it quite extensively in InfoWars. When he sued them, you know, they put every lawsuit up on Pacer, which is their website of legal actions and so forth. They posted the unredacted documents on Pacer initially, and we picked them up and showed them to everybody because they published it. And then we got to see what they redacted, and what they didn't want you to know was that in 2011, the TSA said, as they were threatening to turn Texas into a no-fly zone because we had state legislators here in the House who had unanimously said, you're not going to do this groping to our kids. They threatened to turn Texas into a no-fly zone. And right at that time, the TSA's own internal memo said there is no threat to any airports or any airplanes from terrorism. Because guess what, folks? If there was a threat and they're failing 95% of the time, you would be seeing something happening there because it's totally ineffective. It is security theater. But it's more than that. As this secret watch list shows, the real point of TSA is to condition you. To condition you to first-time obedience. To condition you as a slave. To condition you as livestock. That's right. You belong to them. You're their livestock. They can put their hands on you at any time they wish. They can watch everything that you do without a search warrant. You don't have any rights. Shut up. It's no longer land of the free, home of the brave. It's land of the fee and home of the slave. And if you don't believe it, just take a look at TSA. An earlier DHS investigation, says Jim Bovard, found the TSA utterly unable to detect weapons, fake explosives, other contraband, regardless of how extensive their pat-downs were. So this is beyond the machines. All right, let's move on to Stormy Daniels, the porn star and her porn lawyer. He was called up, before the court by U.S. District Judge Kemba Wood, and she really dressed him down. She said, you're engaged in a publicity tour. That was her words. She said, you got to choose between a publicity tour on these various television networks or working on this court case. As we point out many times, he's not really doing much of a job in terms of working on her court case when he has more than 147 appearances on media in just a couple of months. She said, I want you to either participate or not be in this at all, Kimball Wood told Avenatti. I don't want you to have some existence in a limbo where you're free to denigrate Mr. Cohen, and I believe potentially deprive him of a fair trial by tainting a jury pool. And Cohen's attorney called Avenatti's media appearances reckless and improper and reminded the court that Avenatti had released some of Cohen's bank records to the media. That was my question. It's like, what in the world's going on? Why did this guy get disbarred? And of course, when we look at the mayor who was honoring her, giving her the keys to the city, as I said, he should have given named parking meters after been more appropriate. But he's a guy who had settled a $500,000 sexual harassment claim not even 2 years ago. Talk about hypocrisy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In this segment, we're going to talk about GMO, cyclists, and plastic straws. But bear with me. I think you're going to find it interesting. These things all have a connection, believe it or not. pretty funny news. But before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a massive Memorial Day sale that we have continued. 50% off most of our most popular products, as well as free shipping. Free shipping and 50% off. Things like Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, Alpha Power, and the Real Red Pill. All of these 50% off, and all the Super Blue dental products, the two flavors, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the gargle spray, all of those have nano silver in them to fight viruses and bacteria. Bacteria that causes gum disease, that leads to tooth loss, as well as to heart disease. And finally, we have X2 BioTrue Selenium Combo, 50% off. A lot of products. As I said, 50% off and free shipping, part of the continuing Memorial Day sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, so we're talking about things for your health. We've had Whole Foods quietly halting its GMO labeling program. It's reported by Brandon Turbeville. A year after they've been acquired by Jeff Bezos, the guy who runs the Bezos blog called The Washington Post, their political blog, in an email sent by the Whole Foods president and chief operating officer, they announced that the company is going to halt their GMO food labeling program. The requirements, they were scheduled to take place just 3 months from now. The program was announced 5 years ago, but now 3 months short of the implementation. And about a year after Bezos buys the company, they have decided that they're going to stop this. This would have required their suppliers to disclose on the packaging whether or not their products contained genetically modified ingredients. Don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. We're not going to do that. That's the new Whole Foods for you. And as we're talking about trendy urban people, let's talk about the plight of the London cyclists. You know, the left hates white males. That's no secret, right? But what you may not have realized is that the London cyclists are too white, too male, and too middle class. Now, this is a problem for the left. They love to talk about white privilege, but there is nobody more privileged than bicyclists. And yet, these two coincide in London. They actually have a term for this. This is being talked about by London's first cycling commissioner. This is how politically correct bicycling is in London. You know, a couple of years ago, I went back to Tampa, where I grew up, take care of some family business and finish it up. Went with my wife, and I lived there for quite some time. Knew it quite well, but I hadn't been there for a couple of decades. And I was amazed to see how the roads in the city of Tampa had been completely co-opted by bicycling lanes. It's like, they haven't made the roads any wider. They don't ever do that. They don't add another level of roads as you go back and look at all the visions of the future. They say, yeah, you know, we're going to continue to have more and more people move in to different places, so we won't be able to get it wider because the buildings will be there. So maybe we'll stack the roads. You see that in every vision of the future, going back to the, you know, 20s, the 30s, the 50s, whatever. Everybody believes they're going to do that. No. The urban planners, the communists, the socialists took over, and they decided they didn't want to build any roads. They don't even want cars in the cities. They're banning them in the cities and so forth, and they're doing everything they can for the cyclists. And that even happens in places like Tampa. And so we drove around and said, look at this. Everywhere you go, it's massive sections of the road carved out for cyclists, and never saw anybody in any of those lanes except one day. We saw one guy, and he was a black guy. He was a black middle-aged man. He wasn't a white middle-aged man. And I said, that's him. That's the guy that they have destroyed half of the roads for. That one guy is the only person we've seen using the bicycle lanes. But that's not the case in London. And the case in London is they said they have too few women and people from ethnic minority groups. That's a problem for the politically correct people running that that city, if you can recall that, you know, Sadiq Khan's city. And so they got this guy, the capital's first cycling commissioner. He wants to tackle the gender divide amongst cyclists. And in London, it's such an obvious thing that they even have an acronym for it. MAMIL. MAMIL. These are middle-aged men in Lycra. MAMILs. I just wonder if Stefan Halper, when he was, you know, in England and the UK, I would just like to see the walrus and some lycra, wouldn't you? He's a mammal, right? The walrus is a mammal. Anyway, they said there's a problem with cycling and the way it's perceived of getting middle-aged men cycling faster around the city, which isn't the objective at all. They don't want middle-aged white men cycling, getting around the city faster. They want women and minorities getting around the city faster. That's a problem for Sadiq Khan and Mr. Norman, London's first cycling commissioner. And if you think that that's ridiculous enough, now we move on to straws. And this is something that came out a few days ago. The EU goes full nanny state, as the headline from Zero Hedge points out. They propose a ban on plastic straws, cotton swabs, to protect consumers. And this was very predictable, because this was something, if you remember, plastic pollution in the ocean. That was the poster child for Earth Day this year. See, they're losing the narrative on, they lost the narrative on global cooling. Then they changed it to global warming. Then they lost that narrative. So then they just threw up their hands and said, all right, the climate's changing. So give us power over your life. Let us mandate everything that you can and cannot do. Let us control your economies. Let's create this thing called the Paris Climate Accord. Let's create a global tax for a global problem that will fund a global government. Let's create this, you know, these non-governmental structures that won't be elected by you, that won't be accountable to you, and we'll let them control your economy. And fortunately, President Trump said, I don't think so. even though he had Rex Tillerson pushing this pretty hard, Trump said, not going to do that. Not going to do that. We're going to decide what we're going to do in our economy. But it goes beyond that. Back on April the 20th, when I talked about this, and we had Chris Moreno on, I think, from Climate Depot. Mark Moreno was on from Climate Depot. And we talked about this, how they always use real problems of pollution. But then once they establish the EPA, or once they establish their carbon taxes or their other controls, and that's really what it's about, is trying to establish a basis for controlling your life. And they will always go back to pollution. And I referenced this USA Today editorial at the time. And it was pretty amazing to see it in USA Today. They said, on Earth Day, you shouldn't feel guilty about your plastic trash. And the guy went on to say, the focus of Earth Day was plastic pollution, especially in the oceans. But he said, this stuff is really coming from the fisheries of the world. And he said, here's the truth about what's happening. He says, it's not really made up. You see these floating mounds that they're going to show, and they did show that. That was their poster child for Earth Day. These, you know, floating islands of plastic debris. So they're not made up of plastic bags and straws. They're mostly made up of abandoned fishing equipment. He said the second big contributor wasn't man throwing things away, but a tsunami that struck Japan and swept all kinds of things out to sea. And he goes on to say, while thousands of tons of plastic floating out there were thrown away, they weren't thrown away here. Asia is the home to 5 out of the 5 biggest plastic polluters. They're doing it deliberately. And goes, oh, and by the way, banning things like single-use plastic bags and straws isn't among the best solutions to stopping the pollution to our ocean, but setting it on fire is. Seriously. And he goes on to explain why all of that is. But the EU didn't read his editorial. Or maybe they did and they just don't care, because they're going to seize on any excuse to expand the nanny state. And so this last Monday, on Labor Day here, they unveiled their proposal to ban single-serving plastic products, even though it has nothing to do with the Earth Day poster stuff. They said it comprise, the AP is helping them with this. They says, yeah, you know, plastic comprises 70% of the garbage that's floating around the oceans. So, you know, I just explained to you what's up with that. Conservatives scoffed at the idea that the rules would somehow improve the quality of life for ordinary people. They're going to have to pay more for everything. From household goods to napkins to feminine hygiene products. And of course, as we pointed out many times in the past, even the plastic bag bans like we've got here in Austin, those are not effective from a pollution standpoint, not effective from a sanitation standpoint, not effective even from an energy standpoint. Plastic bags are much better than reusable bags or paper bags in terms of your sanitation, if it matters at all. It doesn't matter to them. Or even energy use. But, of course, they're going to have a ban on straws, plastic plates, plastic utensils, plastic coffee stirrers, cotton swabs. They're going to say that wet wipes, menstrual pads, balloons will be required to add a label. And they will be nagging everybody about everything, banning everything everywhere. It's all about control. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. MycoZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, May 31st, 2018. We're going to be taking a look at the hypocrisy, the virtue signaling that's happening in the left stream media, the establishment media, as evidenced by the way CNN attacked Kim Kardashian going to the White House. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about Planned Parenthood. You know, we have Alveda King coming out and saying Starbucks is virtue signaling everybody about racism. They're closing their stores all down again a second time to do sensitivity training and so forth. And she said they should stop funding Planned Parenthood if they're really serious about ending racism. You know, I've talked to Alveda King. Alex has talked to her many times. She is standing up for the civil rights of the unborn. She also works with an organization called Priests for Life. She wrote a column on the Washington Examiner talking about Starbucks hypocrisy. She said they've made a point of publicizing they're going to conduct a racial bias education day because a couple of guys were arrested. They were waiting for a friend there. You know the story, the black guys that were at Starbucks. But she said Starbucks had racism in its corporate identity long before these arrests for supposed loitering happened back in April, she said. Through its corporate donations, Alveda King says, Starbucks contributes to one of the most racist organizations in our nation's history, Planned Parenthood, the largest single provider of abortions in the U.S., performing more than 300,000 terminations, if you want to call it that. I say murders each year. Most African Americans have died, more African Americans have died from abortion than from AIDS, accidents, violent crimes, cancer, and heart disease combined. Think about that. I mean, this is real, folks. This is not Obama's EPA director saying, oh, we got more people dying from fine particulate matter coming out of exhaust systems than we do from cancer. No, that was an absolute lie. And of course, at the time she was telling that lie, they had the EPA themselves doing human testing without notifying anybody, selecting out people who had respiratory and heart issues, trying to make a case for more control over the economy and to try to shut down coal and so forth. But she was lying about that. But Alveda King is not lying about this. Let me just repeat that again. It's not just cancer, which the EPA director, Obama's EPA director, was lying about. It's not just cancer, but it's also cancer, heart disease, AIDS, accidents, violent crimes combined. More black kids, children, babies are killed than all of those combined with abortion. In America today, she said, a black child is three times more likely to be killed in the womb than a white child. And since 1973, abortion has reduced the black population by more than 25%. 80% of Planned Parenthood facilities are located in inner city neighborhoods. The abortion chain's business model was specifically engineered to target them. And we know that. We've seen what Margaret Singer did. And just remember that the Bush family patriarch was the treasurer when Margaret Singer began this eugenics program. She said about 13% of American women are black, but they have more than 35% of the abortions. And so we look at that, and we look at the fact, as WND points out, some people have written a report saying Planned Parenthood is an accomplice to sex abuse. Of course. Everybody gets upset about the Me Too movement, don't they? So you got Starbucks saying, oh, we got racism. Let's close down the whole chain. But they're giving money to abort black babies and this planned genocide. And then everybody gets upset about the Cosbys and the Weinsteins and the Me Too and everything. But Planned Parenthood is covering up for people who are getting underage girls pregnant. They make sure that the perps aren't caught. They're far worse than Harvey Weinstein. It's systematic. It's done for money. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, May 31st, 2018. The headline on the New York Post said it all. Rump meets Trump. That was hilarious. Drudge put it up at the top of the Drudge Report. I wish I had thought of that. But it was Kim Kardashian meeting with President Trump to discuss prison reform. You think the prisons need to be reformed? Of course they do. Look, every institution needs to be reformed. And there's something wrong in our country when we have more people in prison. And I'm not just talking about a percentage of our population. We have more total people in prison than places like communist China or the Russians, the awful Russians doing it. We have more people in prison than anybody. And when you look at it as a percentage of the population, when you look at it as a percentage of the black population, it really is amazing. We need to ask ourselves, what is wrong with the system? And I'll tell you what's wrong with it. What's wrong with it is the war on drugs, the unconstitutional war on drugs. And the fact that we have things like mandatory minimums that have been put in there forcing this. It is the prison industrial complex. You know, there's a military-industrial complex, there's a prison-industrial complex, there's the police state-industrial complex. There's a lot of people who make a lot of money militarizing the police, people who make a lot of money locking up massive numbers of our population. People are not violent criminals at all. But you have a certain quantity of marijuana that you're growing, and they have a certain mandatory minimum sentence that you're going to serve. And it doesn't matter if you were nonviolent, it doesn't matter. If you never had a speeding ticket, they're going to send you to jail for a decade or more, and we're going to pay for it. Say, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like civil asset forfeiture where they take your property because even though they allege that you're not even involved in all this. Now, the person who does like all this stuff is Jeff Sessions. Isn't that a shame? Because to me, I find that to be more offensive than his participation in what President Trump seems to be saying, that he is participating in betraying President Trump in this Russiagate investigation. I think that's true. President Trump retweeted the recusal of Jeff Sessions. He put this out about late last night. The recusal of Jeff Sessions was an unforced betrayal of the President of the United States. He quoted Joe DiGenova in that. But obviously he puts it out there because President Trump agrees that Jeff Sessions did an unforced betrayal of him. Jeff Sessions did an unforced betrayal of the American public by saying, I don't care about the 10th Amendment. I don't care that 60% of the states have legalized medical marijuana. And then we got several of the states that have legalized it just for recreational use. He doesn't care about any of that stuff. He doesn't care about civil asset forfeiture either. He doesn't care about the fact that property is seized. These are Republicans going out there and seizing property from people. Typically, Republicans respect private property, but not when it comes to the war on drugs. No, they'll just take the property, do the due process later. No, they don't even bother with that. They don't even charge you with a crime, let alone find you guilty. You don't get your due process. They just take your property. And then if you want to get it back, even though your property's been taken, you have to mount a civil lawsuit because they said, this is not a criminal action. This is a civil action. That's why you don't get any constitutional protection. It's that kind of prevarication that is just reprehensible from people like Jeff Sessions. Anybody that supports that, that tries to enhance that, I think is reprehensible. And of course, he has done in terms of Russiagate is what President Trump cares about. But I think it is, good for somebody to talk to President Trump about prison reform. If he, doesn't want to read the Constitution, maybe he'll listen to a celebrity. If he doesn't want to pay attention to the fact that we have a 10th Amendment and an 18th Amendment, which says that there is no constitutional, both of those tell you that there's no constitutional authority for the government to prohibit anything. We had to have a constitutional amendment for them to prohibit alcohol. That's the 18th Amendment. The 10th Amendment made it clear already. And, you know, 100 years ago, we had a government that cared about the Constitution. We don't anymore. They don't even bother with it. It's only about personal loyalties, not about oaths to the Constitution. But anyway, Kim Kardashian, as they point out, went to the Oval Office. She had a sit-down meet with the president. And she was kind of focused on one particular case. And that's not necessarily a bad thing either. You know, it's individual cases that can help to bring about reform. And we'll see this in a few minutes when we talk about the other thing that I think happened yesterday that was really good, and that is the right to try legislation that President Trump signed, and the heartwarming, wonderful picture of that little boy who has a very serious disease. He couldn't get on the clinical list, and so this is a reform that the Republicans pushed through that President Trump championed, and we'll get to that in a moment. But so it's very important to take a personal story. Vice President Pence, when he was governor of Indiana, used that boy as a personal example. Here's a young child. Look at this kid, and he can't get this treatment. And they got it pushed through in Indiana. And then Pence said, you know, this kid was very effective in terms of getting people to understand because of his personal experience. It's something that Democrats do all the time. There's that picture. Really, really cute kid. Really cute kid. And so a personal story like that helps people to understand what's involved. And so Kim Kardashian seizes on a personal story about a first-time nonviolent drug offender who was sentenced to a life imprisonment back in 1997 after admitting to acting as an intermediary for drug pushers. But, you know, Jim Acosta doesn't like this idea. And so Jim Acosta accosted Kim Kardashian. Let's play the clip where he has an issue with this. Here's Jim Acosta of CNN.
Forget about the fact that Kim Kardashian is here at the White House today and what planet that is anything resembling normal, because it's not. She shouldn't be here talking about prison reform. It's very nice that she is here, but that's not a serious thing to have happened here at the White House. But really, that pales in comparison, that level of seriousness pales in comparison to what the president does when he weighs in on the Roseanne Barr tweet, fails to condemn the racism at the heart of her remarks.
I can't take any more of this guy. Okay. Oh, CNN is a serious network. CNN that does nonstop coverage around the clock of Stormy Daniels and her celebrity lawyer that even Kimba Woods just dressed down and said, you got to make up your mind, pal. You want to be a celebrity or you want to represent your client here? You know, take your pick. And oh, by the way, you're playing fast and loose with the legal rules here by leaking information on people and even incriminating people who just happened to share the same name as the guy you're coming after, but it's not even their information. But anyway, so you got Jim Acosta coming after her, and he tweeted this out, somebody quoted him in a tweet. She shouldn't be here talking about prison reform is one of the things he says. Well, maybe you, Jim, since you are a White House correspondent, maybe you should have been asking Obama about this. Maybe you should have been asking Trump about this. Why didn't you say anything about this? It's unjust. It's unconstitutional. Which means that it violates the highest law in the land. You had nothing to say about this? You never ask any questions about this? See, this is the problem when you have people like CNN and Fox News and the establishment media having a monopoly on being able to ask the questions to the president, having a monopoly on asking the questions at the debate. They never ask these types of questions. They never ask about mandatory minimum. They never ask about civil asset forfeiture. They don't care about the prison state that's been established here. And we don't care about CNN. CNN ratings, primetime audience has collapsed 25% in May alone. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That serious network where Jim Acosta wants to pretend he's a serious journalist. Well, let's talk about this lady that Kim Kardashian went to the White House to talk to President Trump about, because I think it's illustrative of some of these things. She's probably not the best example here, but she's been in jail for 21 years. I think a better example are some of the people who've been in for a decade or more just because they possessed it in a certain quantity. They weren't dealing in it. She was involved in dealing with drugs, and she was involved not with marijuana but with some harder drugs. But let's understand, folks, that just like torture, and we had 109 generals and admirals who retired said torture doesn't work. We have had 47 years of the drug war, and it doesn't work. And oh, by the way, it's illegal, just like torture, and it's immoral, just like torture. Maybe we could end it and start having a government that does things that are legal, moral, and that work. That would be a start, wouldn't it? All right, we'll talk about her case when we come back. And then we're going to get on to Ambien. Yeah, they actually threw stones in that glass house.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets. Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you
You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Right now, Jim Acosta is saying, yeah, Trump supporters might run out of anger and they might start binge watching something else. Well, he can only hope, can't he? Because their ratings collapsed by 25% in May. And that comes as we got another story up at InfoWars. CNN covers Trump going on a diet. They're obsessed over what he's eating. And so that's the serious reporting that Jim Acosta wants to tell you that they do at CNN. Attacking Trump, putting up Stormy Daniels and her lawyer around the clock, obsessing over what President Trump is eating. And yet, when it comes to something like the war on drugs, or our prison economy, or the mandatory minimums, or things like civil asset forfeiture, never going to ask a question about that from Jim Acosta when he's got access to the president all the time. No, he's going to harangue him over personal issues. And they will go back and forth over all this stuff. But they're the serious media. Just like when Megyn Kelly came here to interview Alex Jones. And she interviewed many of us on the staff as well. And she said, oh, you're a libertarian. Oh, as we're talking about stuff and property issues. Oh, you must not like what President Trump did with some of the things on his property issues before, you know, as he was an entrepreneur. I said, no, I didn't like that. And I said, I talked about it at the time, and I still don't agree with that. But I said, what about civil asset forfeiture? That's a bigger issue. That's something the government's doing. She said, what's that? What's that? Deer in the headlight. Never heard of it. Megyn Kelly, never heard of it. I'm serious. She wasn't putting on an act. She'd never heard of civil asset forfeiture. Those serious networks like Fox News and CNN, they won't go with a 10-foot pole. They won't touch the war on drugs with a 10-foot pole, folks. They don't want to talk about the Constitution or the war on drugs or the war on private property. They don't want to talk about your privacy or unconstitutional searches by the TSA. Oh, they're certainly not going to talk about the CIA. No, they're not talking about any of that stuff. By the way, we're going to be talking to Darren McBreen on one of the CIA's favorite terrorists and assassins who just met his maker last week at the age of 90 years old, Luis Posada. He's going to be joining us in the next hour. But anyway, let's talk about this now, because this is what Kim Kardashian went to. Kim Kardashian. This is what really should bother you, Jim Acosta. Kim Kardashian is on the more important issues than you will cover. How about that? She's a more serious, Kim Kardashian is more serious about this stuff than Megyn Kelly or Jim Acosta. Because she actually goes to President Trump to talk to him about the war on drugs, the mandatory minimum sentences, and so forth. So here's how it works out with this individual, Alice Johnson. This is the story that she picked, and I think we could find better examples than Alice Johnson, but I think that this is also a good case against mandatory minimums. Alice Johnson, mother of five, grandmother of six, great-grandmother of one, was sentenced to a life prison without the possibility of parole after being convicted of drug dealing in 1996. It was her first conviction, and her 15 conspirators all testified against her in exchange for having their charges dropped. Oh, that's convenient. So they picked her. The judge said, or prosecutor, we're going to get this one. Everybody else, you testify against her, and you can all walk. She grew up in Mississippi. She was married and pregnant by the age of 15. In 1989, she and her husband divorced. Her life started to crumble as she struggled as a single mother to try to be financially stable for her five children. Because of a gambling addiction in 1990, she was sacked by Federal Express Corporation. This is a narrative coming from the Daily Mail. After filing for bankruptcy in 1991, Alice Johnson lost her house. The next year, a scooter accident claimed the life of her youngest son, Corey. While she was at rock bottom, she became involved in a drug syndicate that imported cocaine into Memphis, Tennessee, where she acted as a go-between and passed messages on to drug dealers, relaying coded messages like, "Everything is straight," by telephone. While admitting to acting as a middleman for the drug traffickers and passing on the messages encoded via telephone, she claims that she never actually sold drugs herself. She was arrested along with 15 others in 1993 on charges including conspiracy to possess cocaine, attempted possession of cocaine, and money laundering. But 10 of her alleged co-conspirators turned against her in exchange for reduced sentencing or dropped charges. Federal laws, however, mandated a life sentence, and the district judge called the then 42-year-old a quintessential entrepreneur of the drug ring. A quintessential entrepreneur. Does she sound like an entrepreneur to you with that background that I gave you before? Let me tell you something. You may look at this and you say, all right, cocaine is bad. It's like, yeah, I agree with you. I don't want to use it myself. I would do everything I could to keep my children from using it. You might remember, however, that it used to be a key ingredient in Coca-Cola and other soft drinks. So we're sold over the counter, and we didn't have a massive drug cartel gang issue until we made it a black market. And then we gave the criminals in Central and South America, people like MS-13, we gave them a very lucrative monopoly. And then we corrupted our legal system. And then we created a prison state. And then we destroyed the Bill of Rights and on and on and on. And then we created an epidemic. And guess what? If you think that Alice Johnson belongs in jail for a life sentence, what do you think about the CIA that ran the crack cocaine epidemic exposed by Gary Webb? So they could funnel weapons to their allies in Central America. What do you think about Ollie North? He got a pass on all this stuff. He's now the president of the NRA. None of these people ever go to jail for any of this stuff. You know, we had the crack cocaine epidemic. Remember, we had the LA police officer who stood up, and I think it was a CIA director that he attacked publicly. Interesting historical clip where he confronts him. And we had Gary Webb expose all this stuff. We had Ricky Ross, who was the fall guy in that particular one. But all the CIA guys, they all got away with it. Nothing happened to them. And so why do we send a woman who is a first-time offender, and of course she isn't a violent criminal like the CIA. You know, she's not doing this so she can get weapons to create wars and regime change and revolution in other countries. You know, that's... You know, selling crack cocaine and creating a crack cocaine epidemic, that the CIA did. That was just a stepping stone so they could get to their real business, which is killing people wholesale. But they never go to prison. Nothing ever happens to them. They're the government. And so, yeah, I have a problem with this. I have a problem paying for people like Alice Johnson to be locked up. I have a problem with people like, and I've told this story before, the guy who had a business where he had a private a jet that he would fly people, basically a glorified taxi business, but he had a private jet. He picked up a couple of businessmen in suits with briefcases. He flew them from the U.S. to Canada. They had a meeting. He waited for them at the plane. They come back, and they get back on the plane. He flies them back, and as they land, you have the drug enforcement agents who are waiting there because evidently, these guys were not part of their drug operation. They arrested these two individuals, and then they took away his plane. He said, wait a minute. I didn't have anything to do with it. He said, yeah, we know that. We're not charging you with it. We're charging your Learjet serial number, blah, 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 being an accessory to a drug deal. Put him out of business because he didn't have the money to get his plane back. He worked with people. He eventually got it back. It took him years. It bankrupted him. He hadn't done anything wrong. They never charge him with a crime. That's our drug war at work. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now, you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. The Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at the drug company, the pharmaceutical company, that started throwing stones at Roseanne after she said, "Hey, I'm sorry, I was on Ambien." And this drug company came back. It's Sanofi. And they said, people of a virtue signal, people of all races, religions, and nationalities work at Sanofi. Kumbaya. We're so virtuous. We're so inclusive. Every day, we improve the lives of people around the world. Ooh, okay, we'll talk about how their product improves your lives. While all pharmaceutical treatments have side effects, racism is not a known side effect of any Sanofi medication. To which Matt Drudge, he doesn't tweet too often, but boy, when he does, it gets right to the point. So he retweets to them, responds to them, says, here are some of the side effects of Ambien. Rapid heartbeat, vomiting, diarrhea, impaired vision, slow breathing, memory loss, disorientation, depression, suicidal thoughts, anxiety, insomnia, nightmares, confusion, dizziness, aggression, addiction, withdrawal, which can be life-threatening. And that's just the beginning of these things. I've got a much longer list in front of me from the AmericanAddictionCenters.org talking about the side effects of Ambien. You know, I look at this, I just wonder why Roseanne, you gotta get off of Ambien. You know, there's a lot of natural things out there, melatonin, you can take, magnesium citrate and things like that that are natural, don't have any side effects. You could take Knockout that we sell here at InfoWarsStore.com. That is great. It's got melatonin in it, many other things that are natural that help you, to get sleep. It's not addictive. It doesn't do any of these types of things to you. You know, we're talking about this and laughing about these people throwing themselves under the, but just asking for this kind of criticism. Oh yeah, let's talk about your side effects of Ambien. We're laughing about this, and my producer, Jen, was telling me about her experiences with Ambien. Tell them a little bit about what happened to you when you were prescribed Ambien as a sleep aid, Jen.
Yeah, hi David. So about 10 years ago, I was going through a bout of insomnia. So I went to see my doctor, mentioned it to him, and prescribed me Ambien. So if you've seen the pill, it's actually two coatings. So the first is it makes you fall asleep quickly. The second coating is makes you stay asleep for the entire night. So I took about 3 weeks, and there were three occasions that I had severe hallucinations. One night, and at this point I'm living in a tiny studio apartment in Austin. One night I am sleeping and I have a dream that there are spiders crawling all over me. I literally wake up, jump, and I land in the middle of the studio and wipe all the spiders off.
Oh my goodness.
Another night.
Yeah, you know, hallucinations isn't even mentioned in the list that I just had there. But it is one of the side effects of this besides rapid heartbeat, vomiting, diarrhea, impaired vision, all that sort of thing. But yeah, hallucinations. I mean, talk about that and the nightmares. You know, maybe you don't want to go to sleep if going to sleep gives you the kind of nightmares that you had with Ambien. Go ahead.
Correct. Yeah. Another night, you know, I'm a single girl, so at this time, and I'm in my apartment and I'm about to fall asleep and I see somebody in my apartment. I swear I could have seen a shadow and it was creepy. And another night I had a hallucination. There was a cat in my house and I don't own a cat. So I go for a follow-up maybe a month later, and I'm mentioning this to the nurse before the doctor enters the room, and she goes, yeah, we've heard that a lot. We get that the most common side effect. And I immediately thought to myself, I no longer want to be on this medication. And he took me off of it. And
yeah,
I found
so
a better
ask
solution.
Your doctor. Ask yeah. your doctor. And they say, yeah, it happens all the time. No problem. We just keep prescribing it, right?
Exactly. So obviously I felt that I needed to be off the medication. And he obliged. So I didn't take it anymore. I have not taken it since. And I found a better solution.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of better solutions out there. And that's the way it is with pharmaceutical drugs all the time. Thanks, Jen. You know, it's absolutely amazing that these people would go there talking about their side effects. And this, of course, happens all the time. And we see these commercials that fund the serious media like CNN and Fox News and all these other people who won't talk to President Trump or anybody about the war on drugs. They won't mention all the abuses of the war on drugs and so forth. But they're serious media because, you know, they're funded by big pharmaceutical companies and they have the slow motion pictures in the field as the children are running there. And then they rattle off this long list of side effects. Here's one of the ones, because we got this kind of ties into something we're going to be talking about in a couple of minutes here. Sleep driving. It increases the chances of driving a car while you're under the, you just heard the nightmares and so forth. People take this for sleep disorders. And many times they not only have hallucination, but they start sleepwalking or they start sleep driving. We've had several accidents that I recall seeing where people ran over other individuals and then they were just totally out of it. They had absolutely no recollection of it whatsoever. They were driving a car under the influence of Ambien. They took it to fall asleep. They woke up. They started sleepwalking. They got in their car. They started driving and so forth. They kind of, you know, kind of like a Tesla. We just put it on autopilot, or whatever. But, yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, when you go back to this racism stuff again, you know, as Roseanne talked about this, it wasn't, anything other than a very edgy joke, like we have seen Don Rickles do all the time, or like Slate said, oh, Michelle Wolf is her best when she's her most vicious. Yeah, they don't like it when conservative comedians criticize liberal politicians or Democrat politicians. No, they're simply deplorable and they got to be taken off the air. But it's great when Michelle Wolf does it. And the more vicious she is, the more vicious John Oliver or Stephen Colbert are, the better. It's great. Yeah, get really vicious. You know, I mean, she even said, I didn't know that Valerie Jarrett was black. She's got very pointy features. She's got skin that's no darker than, Roseanne Barr. And of course, many people wrongly believe that Barack Obama is white, or rather black, and he is white, right? He's just as white as he is black. You know, Valerie Jarrett, if you go back and you look, both of her parents are African American. Not the same with Barack Obama. You know, a lot of people think that he is just black. No, he's white. He's CIA, which is even worse. And she's Iranian, which is even worse. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could say about her. And again, Roseanne's humor was always edgy. If you don't like her humor, don't watch her show. But it shouldn't be censored. But it's okay if you are somebody like Trevor Noah. So here's an example of Trevor Noah and racist tweets. Nothing is going to happen to him, of course. He tweeted out, I almost bumped a Jewish kid crossing the road. He didn't look before crossing, but I still would have felt so bad if I'd hit him with my German car. Oh, that's okay. That's funny. That's edgy. That's really edgy, and it's good. You know, it's maybe not vicious enough for Slate. You know, he could have been a little bit more vicious about it, but it'll do. It'll do because, you know, this is a protected class who's talking about this. Let's talk a little bit about the right to try bill. You know, we've had President Trump, and we're going to not have enough time before we go to break. But just to give you a background, as the Washington Times pointed out a couple of days ago, Trump and Congress have bucked the tradition of not getting anything done running up to the election. Usually they hang back and they don't do anything because they're worried about the election. And as Trump said, for Congress that they say, you know, won't be doing much because we have an election coming up, I think we're doing an awful lot. I think we're doing more than any Congress in a long time. And a political scientist at Claremont McKenna College in California agreed. He said there's been a flurry of legislative activity recently. He said, as a general rule, it's often more difficult to pass bills in election years, midterm or presidential, because both sides are afraid of letting the other side gain good publicity. However, that's not the case. He said the numbers back up President Trump. Mr. Trump has signed 57 laws so far this year compared with 34 by President Obama at the same point in the midterm year of 2014. And so when we come back, we're going to take a look at this right to try bill. Democrats all opposed it. They want you to have a right to die. They want you to have a right to kill with abortion. But they don't want you to have a right to try. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Euthanasia, abortion, yeah, they're all for that. You want to try something if you're a terminally ill patient? Not going to let you do that. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Set me free. I told you, babe. Get out of my life. I told you, babe.
That's right. Set us free. Get out of our life. And I'm talking about the DEA, the FDA, many alphabet agencies in the federal government. Hopefully, we're going to see something happen as Kim Kardashian showed that she is far more serious and knowledgeable about constitutional issues than, let's say, Megyn Kelly or Jim Acosta, as she went to President Trump and talked about prison reform. And she was mocked by Jim Acosta, that serious network that talks about Trump's diet, that interviews Stormy Daniels around the clock, focuses on the UFO explanations for the disappearance of a flight and so forth. I mean, let's just, their ratings are collapsing and they know it. We're going to talk about the right to try bill. Yeah, get out of our life. I don't need to live my life with your permission or with your mandates. You want to change everything that we possess as creatures of God, our human rights. You want to change those into government-granted privileges in every way. And so we've had a small step in that direction that was signed into law yesterday. We're going to show you the darling little child who is there with President Trump at his side, so anxious to give President Trump a hug. And it took him several tries to get that done. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a Memorial Day sale that we have continued 50% off many, many products. I don't have time to list all of them. I'll tell you about some of the more popular ones. 50% off many products and free shipping right now as part of our Memorial Day sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We have things like Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement, Silver Bullet. I never go anywhere without colloidal silver to take to keep me from catching viruses and bacteria. Also, when talking about silver, we got all the Super Blue products, the dental products that we sell at InfoWars Store. We have two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, a gargle spray. All of those have nano silver, which helps you to fight viruses, bacteria that create gum disease, tooth loss, heart disease, all those things if you don't control the bacteria in your mouth. And we also have Alpha Power, the Real Red Pill, Super Male Vitality. We have DNA Force Plus 50% off. That is a tremendous dollar savings. And right now, everything there, free shipping at the store, part of our Memorial Day sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this. We have this young boy. His name is Jordan McLean. Precious child. He is suffering from Duchenne muscular dystrophy, a particular rare form of muscular dystrophy. And, he's 8 years old. He's from Indianapolis, Indiana. So, Vice President Pence knew him from when he was governor and when they signed a right to try bill. And, you look at this picture here. He tried many times to get President Trump's attention and President Trump was looking the other way. And he was in a wheelchair there and he stood up out of his wheelchair and, eventually President Trump gave him the pen and then eventually he got his attention and gave him a hug. Really cute, cute kid. As we look at this, he is suffering from this, again, this rare disease, which is a fatal disease. It typically confines the afflicted people to a wheelchair by the age of 12. Again, he's 8 years old. It takes their lives at an average age of 25 years old. His mother, Laura, had said in news accounts that 3 years ago in 2015, when he was just five, they heard about the right to try law. At the time, he didn't qualify to participate in clinical trials. She brought him to the State House in Indiana. She lobbied state lawmakers to pass a right to try bill. Governor Pence of Indiana at the time signed the bill in 2015 with Jordan at his side. And so Pence told President Trump about this young boy, this cute kid. And as President Trump said, it gives the desperately ill a fighting chance, adding that he couldn't care less about the pharmaceutical or insurance giants who might disapprove of the legislation. But the Democrats do. The Democrats oppose this. As I said before, you want to talk about a right to try bill. They're not about that. They're all about the right to die or the right to kill. They want to say that they're pro-choice, but they don't want to give you a choice in terms of being able to take experimental drugs. If you are a terminal patient, you've been diagnosed with something and you know it's going to kill you in a certain amount of time or whatever, it should be your choice. I mean, these are the people who say, hey, you know, you got a bad quality of life, you should be able to have euthanasia. Physician-assisted euthanasia. But they're not going to allow you to get physician-assisted treatment, are they? The hypocrisy of these people. Or they look at a child and they say, this kid's got Down syndrome, kill him. Kids got Down syndrome, so they don't have a quality of life, so they should be killed. They should be aborted. And yet, they won't allow a young child to have access to a drug without the government saying, oh, yes, now I'm going to allow you to do that. And so when you look at the way the New York Times and the left complain about this, the New York Times headline is, Trump is overselling the right to try law. And what's their criticism of it? Their criticism of it is that it doesn't ensure that manufacturers will provide the drug or that insurance companies will cover the cost. And this gets down to the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. See, the Republicans are about freedom of choice. They really are pro-choice on this. It's about freedom, not about free stuff. See, the Democrats, oh, no, we have to make it free and we have to make it the cornerstone of our welfare state. That's why we have government takeover of healthcare. Because, you know, when the government provides you with your healthcare, they provide you with the educational system, and of course they take everything you have so they can give you what you think you want. But of course they're not going to deliver on healthcare any better than they deliver on education. And they don't do a very good job of that either. But that's really the difference. It's freedom versus free stuff. And, you know, we go back to the Ellis Island experience that they all like to talk about. Oh, we had all these people came over on Ellis Island. It's like, yeah, you know what? They didn't come here for free stuff. They didn't come here to get on welfare. We got 72% of the refugees coming here are going on welfare. Very small percentage of the DACA recipients graduate from college, much smaller than Native Americans that are here. And I say Native Americans, I mean it in the sense that I am a Native American. My family has been here for over 400 years. I can trace it back. So I think I qualify. And so does Russell Means, who's part of the American Indian movement. He said, let's call ourselves Indians to differentiate ourselves from people whose families have been here for centuries. Yeah, it makes you a Native American. Anyway, when we look at that, they're simply about free stuff. We have immigrants who are coming here now for free stuff, not for freedom. The people who came here through Ellis Island, they wanted freedom. They wanted what America was about. The people who are coming here now, they want the free stuff. They want the welfare state, which is what the Democrats are selling. That's what they're offering. And so, you know, when we look at this, I think there's another aspect of this. When I say that this is being oversold, I would say that let's give people a right to try and not restrict it to pharmaceutical drugs. How about a right to try medical marijuana? Let's get Jeff Sessions in there, standing next to Vice President Pence. And let's bring a child in there who is suffering from uncontrollable medical seizures. And let's let President Trump and Vice President Pence and the parents of these children who are suffering from uncontrollable medical seizures, let's let them lecture Jeff Sessions on why he shouldn't snatch the drugs out of that child's hand. The only drug that will help, which is medical marijuana. We've had so many parents who have testified to that, even here in Texas, where they won't recognize the medical use of marijuana for anything. They put in a special clause and said, oh, by the way, we will allow you, graciously allow you, to treat your child if they have uncontrollable brain seizures. We'll let you use medical marijuana if you have a doctor who has said that you have tried every pharmaceutical drug that's out there and they don't work. So first you got to try all the pharmaceutical drugs. And then if you do that and you have a doctor's note, then we will graciously permit you to, let's have a right to try stuff that we know works. Let's have a right to try medical marijuana for patients who are suffering from PTSD. And let's have a right to try medical marijuana so we don't have to get people hooked on opioids. Let's have a right to try medical marijuana so we can get people who are hooked on opioids off of that addiction. Maybe a right to try psychedelic mushrooms if it works for PTSD. And we've had a lot of psychiatrists who have talked about that. Why should we restrict the right to try only to the products of the pharmaceutical companies? People like the ones that were just mocking about Ambien. Is that why should we just limit it to that? And then one final thing I want to tell you real quickly here, because this is a practical piece of advice. To lower your Medicare drug costs, make sure, you know, don't just ask your physician, as all these pharmaceutical commercials say. Ask your pharmacist for a cash price. Yeah, this is part of the rigged system. This is reported by NPR. It's good advice, finally, from NPR. Many Medicare patients don't realize they can sometimes pay less out of pocket for a prescription drug if they pay cash instead of the insurance copay. Under a little-known Medicare rule, they can pay a lower cash price, but only if you ask. The pharmacists say that their contracts with the big pharma companies put a gag order on them, so they can't tell you that if you ask for a cash price, it's cheaper, because the pharmaceutical companies want to rip you off. So even though it's in the law, you got to know your rights. You got to demand them. Demand your other rights as well.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now
now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I've got to finish up on this Medicare drug cost issue, because a lot of people are getting ripped off. This is something that President Trump actually enacted through Medicare officials. They put in a part of their blueprint to bring down prescription drug costs. They said if people ask for the cash price, you've got to give that to them. And again, as I said, there is a gag order that is being put on the pharmacists by the big pharmaceutical companies saying, don't tell them that there's a lower price out there. You can have that lower price, and if they ask for it, you can give it to them. Now, President Trump said in a letter from the Medicare officials as part of his blueprint to bring down prescription drug prices, they said you can't have gag orders. So they struck down this idea that the insurance companies can, not the insurance companies, the pharmaceutical companies can gag the pharmacists and say you can't tell them about this. But it doesn't require the pharmacist to tell you about this. So there's still a little bit of a gray area there. So even though the pharmaceutical companies can't gag the pharmacists don't have to tell you. So you can have some greedy pharmacists who want to rip you off as well. So know your rights. You know, President Trump has put this in there. They are not requiring the pharmacist to tell you that you can get a lower cash price. And this is something that's been there for a long time. I remember even before we got Obamacare, we had the LA Times pointing out that in their tests that people who paid a cash price when they went in for medical care, they said, look, I don't have any insurance, let me pay you on cash. And I said, all right, that's fine. They saved a lot of, they gave them a lower price. And that's very important if you have one of these medical sharing programs like Samaritan Ministries or MediShare. There's another one that is not Christian affiliated. I can't remember what that is. It's Liberty Share or something like that. But if you have one of those cash programs, you basically pay out of pocket, and then you have other people that hopefully you're going to share your expenses with them, and they will reimburse you. In the case of Samaritan Ministries and MediShare, they send that that payment directly to you. It doesn't even pass through these other people. They just act as a clearinghouse for that. But you can save a great deal of money. They pad the price if it's going through an insurance company. And most people, even after the deductible, even if they've got an employer who has a Cadillac health care plan, they wind up paying more, even though they're insured, than the cash patients do out of pocket. Isn't that amazing? That's been there for quite some time, and it still exists. And if you're on Medicare, which again is a form of insurance, if you don't ask for the cash price, the pharmacist may not tell you about it. He can't be prohibited anymore by the pharmaceutical companies from telling you about that, thanks to the legislation that's been put through by President Trump. And so then that brings us to Obamacare again. And why do we still have Obamacare? Let me see. That's because we got Paul Ryan there. He was the running mate of Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney was picked as the hedge in case Obama lost. Mitt Romney was going to give us Obamacare. He had already done it in Massachusetts. And so he comes out, this arrogant son of a gun who is running for U.S. Senate in Utah, who spent all of his life up in Massachusetts. He knows that he couldn't get elected dog catcher up there. So he's going to try to cash in on his Mormon connections in Utah and become a senator there. He wrote, it is reported by The Hill, he just said yesterday, that when it came to voting for president in 2016, he wouldn't vote for President Trump. He wrote in his wife Ann's name. And this is what he had to say, this little smart-alecky guy who wants to be a senator. He wants to be the leader of the never-Trump opposition. Romney said, I wrote in the name of a person who I admire deeply, who I think would be an excellent president, my wife. Yeah. I think it's ironic that Romney is going to be running against a Republican, a real Republican, named Kennedy, Mike Kennedy, after it was Romney who worked with Ted Kennedy, the Democrat, to put through RomneyCare, which was a blueprint, the beta test for Obamacare. This rhino, Mitt Romney. Yeah. And it's kind of interesting. New Jersey just became the second state to adopt an individual mandate on health insurance, because Massachusetts did a long time ago with Mitt Romney and Ted Kennedy. They knew that he was going to be their guy in case something happened with Obama, and they knew that Paul Ryan would block any reform of insurance mandates coming out of Washington. When we come back, we're going to talk about another rhino, Trey Gowdy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're just talking about one of the quintessential rhinos, Republicans in name only. No H there. R-I-N-O, rhino. Mitt Romney. And as I point out, I think it's ironic that after he worked with Ted Kennedy to force through the first insurance mandates in this country, the blueprint, the beta test for Obamacare, that he now has to run against a real Republican, Mike Kennedy, in Utah. So hopefully a Republican Kennedy can shut down this rhino, Mitt Romney, who's bragging about the fact that he wrote in his wife's name rather than voting for President Trump. Let me tell you something. He wants to take John McCain's place and the Senate in terms of opposing everything that President Trump does, in terms of opposing any reform of Obamacare. I mean, that's why he was put in as a Republican candidate. John McCain's daughter was saying we told him that he couldn't go there to vote because he was so sick, but he had to go there to preserve Obamacare. Let me tell you, Mitt Romney is going to do everything humanly possible to preserve Obamacare if he becomes senator from Utah. People in Utah, I know Utah is very conservative. I know we've got a radio station that's there in Utah covering this program. Folks, don't vote for Mitt Romney. Don't vote for him. He's a phony Republican. But here's somebody else here that I have thought for a long time was a phony Republican, but I never went after Trey Gowdy. When I looked at all the stuff that he was a guy who was running the House investigation into Benghazi. And he did it for so long. And after a while, you look at this kind of stuff, just like we do with Jeff Sessions. And it's like, all right, do something about this. The corruption is obvious. Let's have some charges. Let's see something happen with this. And Trey Gowdy was out there as the mainstream media is saying there's been nobody more vociferous and loudmouthed than Trey Gowdy. As the Washington Post said, one of the most partisan, vitriolic, conspiracy-minded legislators in his 8 years because of his situation there with the Benghazi thing. Well, that's the way the Washington Post sees it. We all looked at this and said, well, I think it's Hillary Clinton who is the bad guy here. But he never would pull the trigger on this. And so after this kind of stuff goes on for a while, you got to ask yourself, is this guy just controlled opposition? Is he just doing this to grandstand politically to enhance his career? And I think that is true with Trey Gowdy. With what happened with Benghazi and how long that went on and what was exposed, and he never did anything about it. And I think it has now been proven. Because as you look at what happened yesterday, we got, as the Hill points out, Trey Gowdy, who led the House investigation into Benghazi and never did anything about it, just used it to grandstand, to make himself a celebrity. He offered a robust defense yesterday of the FBI's investigation into Trump's campaign into Russiagate. As the headline says on this article from The Hill, conservative stalwart, I don't think he's a stalwart, again, I think he's a shill, boosts FBI in a Trump feud. I think a lot of people are going to be calling him shill now, but I think he earned it back there with the Benghazi investigation. They said he told CBS News he had seen no evidence to support Trump's claims that a spy was improperly inserted into his 2016 campaign. Here's the clip of Trey Gowdy.
Even having looked at this, you said, I am even more convinced that the FBI did exactly what Americans would want them to do when they got the information they did. Why did you say that? How can you be so sure?
Well, when the FBI comes into contact with information about what a foreign government may be doing in our election cycle, I think they have an obligation to run it out. I think the FBI, if they were at the table this morning, they would tell you Russia was the target and Russia's intentions toward our country were the target.
Hey, sounds like Clapper.
The fact that two people who were loosely connected with the Trump campaign may have been involved doesn't diminish the fact that Russia was the target and not the campaign.
So,
well, think back to what the president himself told James Comey. He said, I didn't collude with Russia, but if anyone connected with my campaign did, I want you to investigate it. It strikes me that that's exactly what the FBI was doing.
Since you've been a prosecutor, can you explain to people who may not know what an informant is, an FBI informant, and why there may have been one who helped the FBI but was not inserted into the campaign?
Informants are used all day, every day by law enforcement, and they are sources of information. You call them confidential informants because you don't want everyone to know they have a relationship with law enforcement.
He keeps using the phrase Spygate.
Do you think that's
misleading?
I think his lawyers have an obligation to go share with him what Devin and Paul and I saw last week. And I'm convinced that when he sees it, he's going to say, you know what? That's what I told Comey I wanted the FBI to do.
So you hear what he's saying here? He's going through all the talking points of the CIA and FBI shills that are out there, people like James Clapper. We must have a happy Clapper today because you've got now Trey Gowdy, and he's a better liar than James Clapper is. You know, James Clapper can't lie without looking down and avoiding eye contact and everything. He's a bad poker player. He's a bad liar. But Trey Gowdy is a good liar. He reminds me of Ken Starr. You know, we had all of these crimes of the Clintons way back in the day, things that they'd done in Arkansas, the drug running, the pay for play, the corruption at Whitewater and so forth. We had the rapes, the sexual assaults. And what did Ken Starr and his investigation come after Bill Clinton for? Well, he technically lied under oath about consensual sex with his intern. And then later on, we see that Ken Starr is the lawyer who defends Epstein and his Lolita Express stuff, the pedophile, the rapist. That was Ken Starr who defended him. And then Ken Starr becomes the president of a Christian college, and he defends the football team there at Baylor for rapes. Get the idea as to what's going on? You get the idea how these guys are Ken Starr was the big villain during the Clinton impeachment stuff. Oh, this special prosecutor. Oh, man, he's too rough on Clinton. No, he wasn't. He avoided all of the serious charges, just like Trey Gowdy avoided anything with Benghazi. And then he continued that career. But it's three strikes and he's out now for Kinstar. What's going to happen with Trey Gowdy? You know, when he says that President Trump said to Comey, I want you to investigate this. I want to find out what's going on with this. Well, at that point, and Trey Gowdy knows this, at that point, the FBI knew that this stuff was coming from the DNC. They knew that Hillary Clinton had funded that dirty dossier. That wasn't an honest meeting there portrayed by that. And we all know that. And Trey Gowdy knows that. Trey Gowdy says, oh, well, you know, I've seen this stuff and this isn't true. The Federalist points out that Trey Gowdy suggested that the FBI did nothing wrong when they secretly collected this stuff. But public reports indicate that Gowdy never even reviewed the relevant documents on the matter subpoenaed by Congress. In fact, a spokeswoman for Gowdy told the Federalist that the congressman doesn't even know what documents and records were subpoenaed by the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. The briefing that Gowdy and some other lawmakers attended was scheduled at the behest of the White House after the Department of Justice obstructed the subpoena. And so although Gowdy intimated that the information he received in a briefing last week made clear that the FBI did nothing wrong, numerous reports from multiple news outlets indicate that the lawmakers, along with Gowdy, never were given access to this. So he's lying, just like James Clapper. Oh, yeah, I saw the records. No, you didn't. You didn't see the records. We know that you didn't see the records. And so the headline with Washington Post is, what has Trey Gowdy been smoking? What has he been smoking? Can we order it in bulk? Let me tell you what he's smoking. He's smoking power and access. Ever since Trey Gowdy announced his retirement, Trey Gowdy has been backpedaling on everything. This guy has dropped out hints that he'd like to be a federal judge. Maybe he wants to be a lobbyist. Nevertheless, he has become an establishment sycophant, a sycophant for the deep state. And so when the Washington Post says, oh, he used to be partisan, vitriolic, conspiracy-minded. As recently as January, he was demanding answers about a bogus secret society within the FBI. And then all of a sudden he decided, I'm not going to run for re-election. I'd like to cozy up to the establishment. They say he had a late onset of honesty. I say he had a late onset of the effects of power, the corrupting effects of power. Stay with us. Darren McBreen is coming up.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining me is our own Darren McBreen. And I wanted to get Darren in here because he has followed Luis Posada for quite some time. As we go back and we look at the Kennedy assassination, the Bay of Pigs, and all the early things that the CIA was doing in the 1960s. Yesterday we talked a good deal about MK Ultra, and this is something that, you know, the early 60s Kennedy assassination, something's been a lot of interest to Darren over the years, and Darren has focused on the terrorist acts of Luis Posada, who just died at the age of 90.
A free man.
Yeah, free man. Never. we'll talk about what happened with the airline, but you put together a video, and I want to use this as a little bit of an introduction to what happened with us. And then we'll talk a little bit about his long association with the CIA as a terrorist, as a cocaine trafficker, the CIA that was under George H.W. Bush. So let's throw that video that Darren McBreen put together.
In 1976, Flight 455, which took off from Venezuela bound for Cuba, suddenly exploded. All 73 passengers and 5 crew members aboard died after the plane crashed near Barbados. The culprits were found to be targeting Fidel Castro's government. 4 of the terrorists were found to be Latin Americans contracted by the U.S. One of the attack's masterminds, Posada Capriles, currently lives freely in Miami.
Posada is accused of engineering the 1976 bombing of a Cuban airliner. 73 civilians were killed, and he has publicly admitted orchestrating a string of deadly hotel bombings in Havana in 1997.
The culprits who committed the act are still enjoying immunity in the United States of America.
He has spent the past 13 years in Venezuelan and American prisons. Bosch's relatives say he is in poor health and just wants to spend time with his family. The Justice Department has tried to deport Bosch as a terrorist, but 31 countries refuse to take him.
Luis Posada is clearly proud of a life devoted to overthrowing Fidel Castro. Now he wants his reward, asylum in the U.S.
President George Bush overruled them all at the request of his son, and granted residency to Orlando Bosch.
Wow. That's right. That's a fine piece of work. That's one of your best pieces of work there, because not only do you have a lot of archive footage there that you carefully singled out, but that spot there where you start introducing the plane going down, you created that visual effect of the people inside the plane looking out as it hits. And that was a great piece of work.
Well, thank you. Posada was basically the Osama bin Laden of the Mediterranean or Latin America. And they've been trying to get him for a very, very long time. Castro sent out hit squads after
him. Like bin Laden, he had a lot of connections with the CIA.
And just like that. It's all the usual suspects. But what's funny is Posada, a lot of people don't know about. In fact, we didn't know he died until a week later. Because it's not like it's all over the news. And even if you watch the mainstream media, they just basically say he was an anti-Castro guy. And they don't really talk about just his shady past, and he was a wanted international terrorist. He escaped prison before the trial was set for that bombing, and we're going to talk about some of the guys he hung out with. One of his lifelong friend was a guy named George Canosa, and basically what happened was these guys were living in Cuba. In fact, Posada went to the same college, the University of Havana, with Fidel Castro. They didn't know each other. They ran around in different circles. But, he saw him around, and he always used to say Castro was very political, very political. But when the Cuban Revolution broke out, Posada was anti-Castro. And after the revolution, when Castro took over, Posada was jailed because he was anti-Castro. And then when he was released out of jail, he figured, I might want to get my ass out of here. And so he got smuggled out of the country through Mexico. Some things never change, so he got smuggled out through Mexico, and then he ended up in Miami. He joined the U.S. Army, and that's where he met his lifelong friend, George Canosa, and they joined the School of Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia. And Posada always said, everything I learned was, or everything I know, I learned from the CIA. And he was a master in explosives. In fact, he became one of the chief instructors for the CIA in explosives.
Wow.
So this guy had a long career of bombings, but eventually he went rogue, right? That's what the CIA went. He went rogue.
Well, a lot of people characterize it as the CIA created Frankenstein. And, when you talk about the fact his opposition to Castro, he is a hero to many.
Absolutely.
In the anti-Castro Cuban exile community. And yet, I think that very idea, the fact that this guy is a terrorist, and one of the articles I saw about this was from 2011, and a guy said, I was almost a victim of this terrorist who's about to go on trial in El Paso. Of course, nothing ever happens to him. He has all these different trials in American courts, but you have the Bushes who are protecting him at every single turn because he's probably got a lot of information on him. But he said, I would have been victim number 74 on that airplane that Luis Posada blew up, but he said, I changed my plans at the last minute. I took a different flight, but I was booked on that flight and just changed it at the last minute. And so it was a personal thing for him. But when we look at this and say, okay, he was fine. He was against Castro. We don't like Castro. Castro was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that you embrace the tactics of terrorism, of assassination, of torture, all these other things. We don't want to become the monsters that we fight.
And that's exactly what happens.
That's exactly what happens. And that's the debate that we're still having when we talk about things like Gina Haspel and the torture program and so forth. The fact that the CIA is every bit as bad as any monster that they're supposedly protecting us from.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a good example of this, that you have people who think that he is a hero to this day, even though he was an assassin, a terrorist who blew up a plane, had a lot of kids who were on, what was it, a soccer team? Was that what it was?
No, it was the fencing team. And they were even wearing their gold medals around their necks when they're going back. And the flight, the plane was scheduled for two stops, Trinidad, Barbados. When it stopped in Barbados, 18 passengers got off the plane, including the two guys that were hired by Posada and Orlando Bosch who put the bombs in there. One bomb was in the luggage department and the other bomb was in the bathroom, the men's bathroom. They were about a minute apart. In fact, if you guys could queue up, I want to play the audio recording from the cockpit as the captain frantically called in and wanted telling the control tower emergency, we're being bombed. If you guys could play that, let's give it a listen.
We had an explosion and we are descending immediately. We had fire on board.
The time is 1:07. 2:04.
immediately ended. Cierra la puerta, cierra la puerta.
The time is 1:07. 2:07.
Es el perro. Pégate abajo, pégate.
So the audio cuts out during the, right after the last explosion, and then the plane basically went into a downward death spiral into the Caribbean Ocean.
So that's the key thing. It's one thing that we have to understand. And it was, John Adams who said that, you know, we don't go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. And we had Madison who said that oftentimes the means of our defense abroad will become instruments of tyranny at home. We don't embrace the fact that any means is accepted to accomplish our end. If we do, we become like the monsters we seek to destroy. We'll be right back with Darren McGreen.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler's Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Live and let die. Boy, that was a spy. We're talking about a spy. We're talking about a terrorist that worked with the CIA.
Oh, he would have been the perfect Bond villain. That no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
I
mean, yeah, absolutely.
He even had the voice because, you know, Castro's hitmen caught up with him in 1990 in Guatemala.
Yeah.
And they sprayed him down with a dozen bullets in his car. And Posada got hit. He had bullet entrance wounds and exit wounds in his all up and down his arm. Bullets grazed his heart and shattered his jaw and even his tongue. So after 1990, he had this real gravelly voice. And from then on, he talks. So he even sounded like a Bond villain after that.
Well, you know, he wasn't a 00, though. They had a different number for him. A-15. And this is something going back to 1966. We just showed the clips and the documentary research that you did about the commercial airliner that he took down, killing 73 people, many of them a fencing team that had just won their medals and so forth.
Most of them teenagers and young people in their early 20s, including an 8-year-old girl.
That's right. So the CIA terrorists, folks, and this is the important thing that you have to understand. The CIA did not go through a ill-advised bout of enthusiasm fighting terrorism post 9/11. The CIA was a terrorist organization prior to 9/11, decades prior to 9/11, and closely associated with the Bush family when we look at this. But 10 years before this 1976 bombing of the commercial airliner, this is something coming from his CIA handler, Grover Lithcott. He wrote this in 1966 using the code name for Posada, which was not 007. It was A-15, not AR-15.
That should have been AR-15.
Not AR-15, but A-15. A-15 is not a typical kind of boom and bang individual. Boom and bang in quotes. He is acutely aware of the international implications of ill-planned or overly enthusiastic activities against Cuba. Well, that was 10 years before he did a boom and bang tactic blowing up a commercial airliner.
Well, and according to CIA records, what's funny is they say that Posada went rogue.
Yeah.
And I think CIA is a rogue intelligence agency if you really want to get down to it. CIA went rogue.
Right after its creation.
But
maybe just
immediately. Yeah. I think they went rogue before in the planning stages.
When they were called OSS, maybe. I don't know.
But they said he went rogue because he started hanging out with this guy, Frank Lefty Rosenthal. And when you think Frank Lefty Rosenthal, just think of Robert De Niro in the movie Casino, because that's who Martin Scorsese based the character on, right? Wow. So what happened was, but I don't think that's a strange coincidence, because think about it. The CIA hired mafia bosses to try to assassinate Castro. We know they utilized the mafia to kill John F. Kennedy.
That's right.
So he's hanging out with him, but suddenly
let me interject here. Sure. All this talk about RFK, new book coming out with the anniversary of his assassination.
And his son saying he doesn't believe Sirhan was a killer.
That's right. And the people who did this said, well, we believe that they, you know, they got surrogates to do this stuff. They were the mafia, you know, but they had a backup plan with these things. You know, they were there in case the mafia didn't get it done,
sure,
and so forth. But yeah, it's a common theme.
All the usual suspects were there. Well, according to CIA documents, what happened was a lot of stuff went missing. Okay. So what happened is Lefty Rosenthal, Posada was giving him detonators, explosives, silencers, you know, hundreds of pounds of weapons. And then there was a string of mysterious bombings throughout the Vegas area. So they're like, wait a minute, we think he might be giving this stuff to Lefty Rosenthal.
Except he's not a boom and bang individual, right?
Oh, exactly. No, what? And that's his expertise is bombs. And he even admitted later in life to a string of bombings in Havana, you know, throughout Cuba and everything. So the guy was a cold killer, no doubt about it. But he departed from the CIA, and then he moved to Venezuela, and he ended up being the chief intelligence chief for the Venezuela Interpol in Venezuela. And then shortly after that, they had a falling out. He started his own detective agency, and that's when he bombed the Flight 455. Now, the two guys that bombed that plane, they were sentenced to 20 years in prison. Orlando Bosch was sentenced to 20 years, but Posada escaped right before the whole trial was getting to, you know, getting ready to get sick. Well, the escape was very interesting because his old friend, George Moscanosa, he came up with $246,000, and this was just for everything from the bribe. They bribed the warden. I think the warden got $18,000. This dumbass knocked a hole in his wall, put the money inside the hole, and then covered it up with fresh paint. So the next day after Posada escaped, they're like, "What? That's kind of strange. What's in there?"
And they walk in, they smell fresh paint.
Yeah, they smell fresh paint. So this guy broke down. "I'm sorry, I'm guilty." But Posada dressed up like a priest, had an oversized Bible, and basically walked right out past the guard towers, everything. They just opened the gates, and he walked right out.
Bless you, my son, yeah.
Yeah, bless you. And so he walked out. He was smuggled to El Salvador, and this is where this guy named Felix Rodriguez comes into play. So he met Felix Rodriguez in El Salvador, and you talk about a reversal of fortune. Here, Posada was looking at, you know, facing terrorist charges and going to prison probably for the rest of his life in Venezuela for the bombing of Flight 455. Now, all of a sudden, he's with Felix Rodriguez in El Salvador. And Felix is like, "Hey, man, you want a job? Yeah, how would you like to work for me and Oliver North in this whole Iran-Contra thing?" And so thus began his career in the Iran-Contra. So this guy's pretty much been everywhere. He's been a really pivotal person in a lot of events.
You know, we got Kim Kardashian going to President Trump, talking to him about prison reform, talking to him about changing mandatory minimums and so forth. And the woman that she brings up as a particular case says, you know, maybe you could pardon this lady. She's been in jail for 21 years. She was nonviolent and so forth. She was involved. There's disputes as to whether she was the center of this or whether she was just a side person, but everybody, she became the fall person for this ring that was selling cocaine stuff. And I said, well, you know, if people think that she should stay in jail for a life sentence, then what should happen to Oliver North? Rather than being made president of the NRA, maybe there should be some consequences for him and some of the CIA people who ran this crack cocaine epidemic. I mean, that, you know, it's
not only that, arms smuggling, you know, so you got a known arms smuggler who's now going to head up the NRA.
Yeah, their whole
very
purpose.
Bad decision.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe he can throw in some crack cocaine with your membership at the NRA. Who knows? But when you talk about Posada, again, as the LA Times is talking about this, to many older exiles, Posada was a freedom fighter who did what was necessary to attempt to overthrow Castro. So I said, we embrace the guy who is going to give us what we want, regardless of the means that he uses, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they have a guy that they quote here, Peter Kornbluh. He's head of an independent group, the National Security Archives Cuba Project. They fought for years to declassify documents relating to Posada. He says, no, he was an unrepentant terrorist. And here's a quote from him. He said, the CIA created and unleashed a Frankenstein.
Yeah, he was a monster. And that's the thing, too, is you look at a lot of these National Security Archives and a lot of documents that are declassified now. The CIA and the FBI admit in their documents that he was their number one suspect. There was no trial yet, but they knew he did it. Yeah, they knew he was responsible. He was the mastermind of this bombing. And that's it just, you know, and this is at the time when later, I think it was 2005, is when Posada showed up in El Paso, Texas. So for one thing, he's a wanted international terrorist. Venezuela wants to put him in prison for the rest of his life. Cuba definitely wants him. Castro's sending out hit squads. They already sprayed him down with a dozen bullets. This guy's life is in danger. So the only place he could go to is the United States. So he goes to El Paso, Texas. They pick him up on immigration charges. That lasted for, I don't know, so many months. And then next thing you know, he's retiring with his old buddy, Orlando Bosch, who was pardoned, by the way, by Bush Sr., who already pardoned him. So, and then they're just living a luxurious retirement lifestyle in Florida. They lived happily ever after. Bosch died in 2011 and Posada last week.
You know,
Freeman.
The amazing thing to me is the close connection of all these people with the Bush family, too. The fact.
Well, and that's, and real quick, David, Posada said that he never met Bush, but there was no question that the orders came from the top. The entire Iran-Contra operation was run out of the White House.
That's right. And of course, George Bush never had anything to do with the Bay of Pigs either, did he?
No.
Yeah. Despite the fact that we had a couple of ships there.
Zapata.
The bottle well. And
just coincidence.
Barbara, yeah. And then he was picked to rebuild the CIA. All right, we'll be right back with Darren. Stay with us.
Patrick in the Great
Nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I'm here with Darren McBreen. He is a wealth of information on Luis Posada. I sit around and have conversations, as you just hear. He knows so much about this history, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this. We're going to get into Operation Northwoods and many other issues. So we're going to talk a little bit about American Made, that movie that was done supposedly about Barry Seal that had Tom Cruise in it recently, the deleted scenes. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have extended our Memorial Day sale, and it is a big sale with big discounts and free shipping. We got 50% off many of our most popular products. things like Brain Force Plus, Silver Bullet, DNA Force. That is a big savings, 50% off DNA Force. Very expensive to produce and a very effective way to protect your DNA health. That is 50% off right now. We also have all of the Super Blue products, all the dental products that have nano silver, the good halogen, iodine, but not the bad halogen, fluoride. We have two flavors of toothpaste. We have a mouthwash. We have a gargle spray. We also have Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. And then we have Alpha Power, Super Male, the Real Red Pill, all of these, 50% off. Everything you heard me just talk about, 50% off, plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com as part of our extended Memorial Day sale. So we appreciate your support. It is very essential for us to keep this program going, and it is really appreciated when you buy the products. There are things that are going to really help your health. Let's talk now a little bit about, where should we start? Let's talk a little bit about American Made.
Okay.
You know, that program, it was such a disappointment to me because they kind of skipped over so much stuff. They had a lot of scenes that were supposed to be there that would
it could have been a much better movie.
Yeah.
But typical Hollywood, they would not allow certain scenes to go out. And there was supposed to be a connection between Bush Sr. Well, there was in real life, but they were supposed to show a connection between Bush Sr. and Governor Clinton at the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a deleted scene where Bill Clinton was getting a lap dance at a strip club. And I think there was some dialogue there about how he was basically protecting the drug traffickers. So by the time you're finished watching the movie,
going in and out of Mean Arkansas and all this kind of stuff. That's where Barry Seal was operating into.
Yeah, absolutely. And under right there in Bill Clinton's backyard. Right.
Yeah, Hollywood doesn't want to talk about Bill Clinton's connections with Barry Seal and Mina and so forth.
And it shows you the power and the influence that Hollywood has because they intended all that stuff to be in the movie, but it was cut out.
Mm-hmm. And then Bush is taken out. They had Bush scenes. We're talking during the break. I think probably Bush rolled up in his wheelchair, HW. Like when they caught him at, what was it, the Republican convention where he did that to Trump. It's like draws his finger across his throat, like, yeah, I'm going to cut your throat type of thing. Like mafia Don, like he really is.
I would delete that scene if I were you.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? We're talking about Barry Seal, and we can even tie Posada with Barry Seal a little bit because The plane that was shot down in Nicaragua was a C-123 transport plane. And this is where it was shot down over Nicaragua in 1985, 86. And Hassenfuss, he parachuted out. And he survived. Two American servicemen were killed in the plane. But Hassenfuss, he lands safely, and he was apprehended by the Nicaraguan Sandinistas. And this is how the whole Iran-Contra scandal broke out. Now, Posada was supposed to be on that plane. He was driving like a bat out of hell. He was late and he missed the plane by just only minutes.
Wow.
And,
That writer who said, hey, I could have been on that plane that Posada took.
But that was Barry Seal's airplane, and Barry Seal had just been assassinated like 3 months earlier. But I guess he, in his will, he just said, hey, you know what? If I die, anything happens to me, I want the CIA to have my plane.
Yeah. Okay. That was very thoughtful.
That was very nice of him, right? So it's just all these guys linked together, and real quick, guys, while I'm thinking about it, there's a picture, Julian, if you could throw that up. There's a picture from 1963 in Mexico City, and it is a picture of Felix Rodriguez. There it is right behind me. But if you could do full screen. Yeah, because Felix Rodriguez, he's the guy in the front, and he's most well-known for killing or tracking down and killing Che Guevara, and he has close ties with Bush Sr. But next to him is Barry Seal, the guy leaning back. And then over to the right, there's Porter Goss, who ended up being the CIA director under George Bush, W. Bush. And then the other guy, the guy that's hiding his face, that is Tosh Plumlee.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a regular guest on InfoWars. Yep. So very interesting, but how all these guys seem to be hanging out together. All the usual suspects.
Reason he's a regular guest is because he became a whistleblower.
Absolutely. You know,
I'm looking at the obituary that was in the Miami Herald, and I guess they got to be a little bit careful because, as we pointed out, unfortunately, people will ignore the criminal actions of certain individuals if they think that they're working for the cause that they like. Mm-hmm. And so they will excuse things like blowing up commercial airline planes and assassination and so forth, or terror, as we see with Gina Haspel. But they kind of walk softly on this. They talk about how he was accused of blowing up this airline. And they say the bombing further complicated his already frayed relationship with the CIA. They said they were aware of evidence that implicated him in the bombing, but they believed that it was merely circumstantial. And then they go on to say the State Department, however, using the CIA's own information, concluded that he was the person who planned the sabotage along with Bosch. Mm-hmm. Right. So they use the CIA's own information, which the CIA says, well, that's just circumstantial.
Yeah, just circumstantial evidence. Well, like I said, we have National Security Archives. We have plenty of evidence. There's eyewitness testimony that guys were sitting in the same room with Bosch and Posada as they're planning the damn thing. They found evidence in Posada's home, at his home. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the two guys that bombed the plane, they were apprehended in Barbados immediately because there was only 18 passengers that left the plane in Barbados, and they just kind of, they tracked those guys down immediately. They ratted on Bosch and Posada immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, these guys masterminded. Mm-hmm. So they were busted.
And, well, let's talk a little bit about Operation Northwoods, because we only got about 3 minutes.
Okay.
And one of the other things that comes up in this is the allegations of his involvement in Cuba and bomb attacks against tourist sites in 1997. Mm-hmm. Now, this goes back to Operation Northwood, which was something that President Kennedy shot down, but it is you can see the connection between Operation Northwoods, which has been declassified, and 9/11.
And you can see the mindset of the Pentagon and just how these crazy madmen, this is...
So
this
tell
is,
everybody about Operation Northwoods.
Okay, Operation Northwoods is a plan. It was drafted in 1962 by the U.S. Army Joint Chiefs of Staff Lyman Limitzer, who later went on to basically be in charge of Operation Gladio. Mm-hmm. But
they drew this up. They approved it.
It was approved. It went to the very top. And what's scary about this is, like I said, it went all the way to the very top. They wanted to do this, but JFK, thank God, rejected it. But this was planned terrorist attacks, a whole string of terrorist attacks that they wanted to do in Cuba and within inside the United States of America. They wanted to bomb monuments in Washington, D.C., and then they wanted to sniper shoot people in Miami. They wanted to
fly planes in the building.
Well, yeah. they wanted to crash a plane, a passenger airliner into the ocean. They wanted to sink boatloads of Cuban refugees. All this to be blamed on Castro. And they wanted to frame people for the bombings. They wanted hijackings. I mean, the list went on and on and
on.
Isn't
it amazing how the CIA never changes? And they keep giving, they keep pulling the same stunts on us. Their MO never changes. It's like, oh, we'll stage terror attacks and we'll call them false flags and then we'll, you know, do a really big one and then we'll take the entire Constitution down with us.
But Northwoods is not a conspiracy theory, folks. I'm telling you, it's a living, breathing document. It exists at George Washington University at the National Security Archives. And it just shows you the mindset. And remember, these are the type of people who taught people like Posada and Orlando Bosch, like you said, they created that Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. So these are the same guys who trained Luis Posada, and you can see how his entire life, even up until 1997, like you were saying, he's bombing people, and this is he made a whole career out of it,
attacking terrorist sites and all this. And then President Kennedy shuts it down, said you're not doing that. Mm-hmm. Takes Limitzer off of the Joint Chiefs. He was chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. No, you're not doing that.
Yep.
He goes to Europe as head of NATO.
Yep.
And then we have Operation Gladio, which is a false flag operation being run by NATO, a terrorist event there. It just goes on and on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's just they keep doing the same, and we keep falling for the same stuff, and we keep saying, oh, well, it's okay, you know, because Oliver North likes the Second Amendment, so we'll put him in charge of the NRA or whatever. Or we like Gina Haspel because she's tough on terrorists. It's like, she is a terrorist. These are the terrorists. These are the people who are running the terrorists. This is why it's so important for us not to forget history, not to forget the character of these terrorists that we call the CIA. I mean, they're out there planning to commit terrorist acts using people like Luis Posada, getting them off, deeply embedded and interlinked with the Bush family. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. But of course, it's just history.
Yeah, right? Always remember the character of the onslaught against us.
That's right. All right, thanks for joining us, Darren. Again, your wealth of information on this stuff. Always a pleasure to have you on, especially about this stuff. That's it for our broadcast today. Thanks for joining us. I'm David Nutt.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including
promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.